Translation. Arjuna said, O descendant of Vishnu, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force? So, this Arjuna asked question to Krishna, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. A living entity, as part and parcel of the Supreme, is originally spiritual, pure and free from all material. Try this karenge na, awaaz jo yatha goonj raha hai. इको को कम कर दीजिए, वॉल्यूम बढ़ा सकते हैं, इको को कम करते हैं. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण, वॉल्यूम बढ़ा सकते हैं. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण. Part and parcel of the Supreme is originally spiritual, pure and free from all material contaminations. Therefore, by nature he is not subject to the sins of the material world. But when he is in contact with the material nature, he acts and sometimes even against his will. And such Arjuna's question to Krishna is very sanguine and in perverted nature of the living entities. Although the living entity sometimes does not want to act in sin, he is still forced to act. Sinful actions are not, however, impelled by the super soul within, but are due to another cause, as the Lord explains in the next verse. It's a very important sloka for all of us. Here, Arjuna is asking Krishna, O Krishna, many times we don't want to do the sin. We know this is wrong, I should not do. We endeavor to control our mind and senses. We don't want to indulge into sin many times. But against our will, as if somebody is forcing us to do that, we only do, nobody else forces. Somebody within us, against our will, he forces us to do the wrong thing. And unwillingly we do wrong thing. So the question, Arjuna asking question to Krishna, my Lord, please tell me that what is that which impels us to do the sinful acts? As if engaged by force. This is jabardasti koi hame laga raha hai. You can increase the sound. It's very less. हरे कृष्ण अभी जो आपने क्यों किया ना उसी को बढ़ाइए हरे कृष्ण हरि बोल और थोड़ा ज्यादा और थोड़ा ज्यादा मैक्सिमम हो गया इस ओके दिस इज ओके सो मेनी टाइम्स इट हैपेंस टू ऑल ऑफ अस इज इट लाइक यू नो आई शुड नॉट डू रॉन्ग थिंग्स आई शुड डू आई शुड नॉट डू But somebody within us, not my house, you have to think. So he may ask him question, but what is that? Unwillingly, even we do wrong things, unwillingly. We don't want to do, we don't like to do, because we know this is not right. Still we do. Against our wishes we do. So what is that? Is a question. And the answering of this question, answer to this question is given by the Lord in the text 37. श्री भगवान वाचा
भगवान वाचा
कामैषा क्रोध एषा
कामैषा क्रोध एषा
रजोगुणा समुद्भवः
रजोगुणा समुद्भवः
महासनो महापाप्मा
महासनो महापाप्मा
विद्यैनम इह वैर्णम
विद्यैनम इह वैर्णम
सो टू पॉइंट फ्रॉम Krishna is saying two reasons. Two people are responsible for this. There are two personalities who are responsible for forcing us to do wrong things, even if we don't want to do. What are those two people? Kama and Krodha. These two people, personalities within us. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjuna. It is born out of contact with the material world Christ. And it is transformed into wrath, and which is an all devouring sinful enemy of this world. When a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into lust in association with the mode of passion. Or in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust, as milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. Then again, when lust is unsatisfied, it turns into wrath, and wrath is transformed into illusion, and illusion continues the material existence. Therefore, lust is the greatest illusion. And it is lust only which induces a pure way to remain entangled in the material world. Wrath is the manifestation of the mode of ignorance. These modes exhibit themselves as wrath and other corollaries. If therefore the mode of passion, instead of being degraded into the mode of ignorance, is elevated to the mode of goodness by the prescribed method of living and acting, Then one can be saved from the degradation of wrath by special attachment. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expanded Himself into many for His ever-increasing spiritual place. And the living entities are parts and parcels of this spiritual place. They also have partial independence, but by misuse of their independence, then the service attitude is transformed into the propensity for sense enjoyment. They come under the sphere of lust. This material creation is created by the Lord to give facility to the conditioned souls to fulfill these lustful propensities. And when completely baffled by prolonged lustful activity, the living entities begin to inquire about their real position. This inquiry is the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, where it is said, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. One should inquire into the Supreme. And the Supreme is defined in Srimad Bhagavatam as Janma Adhyasa Yato Nayati Pratascha, or the origin of everything is the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, the origin of lust is also in the Supreme. If therefore lust is transformed into love for the Supreme, or transformed into Krishna consciousness, or in other words, desiring everything for Krishna, then both lust and wrath can be spiritualized. Hanuman, the great servitor of the Lord Ram, exhibited his wrath by burning the golden city of Ravana. But by doing so, he became the greatest devotee of the Lord. Here also in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord induces Arjuna to engage his wrath upon his enemies for the satisfaction of the Lord. Therefore, lust and wrath, when they are employed in Krishna consciousness, they become our friends instead of our enemies. So, see that in this world, the whole idea of why Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, what was the purpose? Why he spoke Bhagavad Gita? Why? What is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? That is the first thing we want to discuss here. Why Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and why Bhagavad Gita is so much popular throughout the world? What is there so important in this? How it is different from our material subject matter, whatever you are studying in your institute, and how is it going to benefit us in our day-to-day life? How is it going to benefit us actually? That first of all we should know before reading Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? So Bhagavad Gita is a science. Science beyond our sense perception. Where the modern science ends, that is the place where Bhagavad Gita begins. Our limited vision can't understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we need to apply our intelligence to understand Bhagavad Gita. That's why God has given us intelligence. Through this intelligence, we can understand the higher things. So the Bhagavad Gita, the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to understand the real purpose of life, why we are here in this world. First of all, we should know mission of life. As you all know, in this world, everyone is suffering. Everyone is unhappy. Somebody is suffering less and somebody is suffering more. But the point is that everyone is suffering. Starting from resident to prime minister, till clerk, till ants, small ants, they are also suffering. And we are also suffering. Suffering is what? What is the definition of suffering? Anybody would like to suffering is answered. What is suffering? What is pain? Definition of pain. Dukkha. Definition of dukkha. What is happiness? Essence of dukkha. This is not definition.
Anything which is going to our desires, not be able to get things, what exactly he wants.
Very good. That is exactly to the point. Ab madhin se hath nikal lijiye. हम लोग डिस्कस करते हैं फिर बाद में चैंटिंग कीजिए एक साथ एक का वेरी गुड आंसर सफरिंग मीन्स दैट समथिंग विच यू डोंट वांट बट इट इज इम्पोज दैट इज फॉर सफरिंग यू डोंट फील कंफर्टेबल डूइंग दैट बट इट इज इम्पोज दैट इज कॉल्ड पेन. And if you see our life, we all are filled with impositions. Each and every step we are being imposed against our nature. Nature of soul is to be in bliss, ananda, full of bliss, full of happiness. But we are free, anxiety free, stress free. Don't want any burden on our head, isn't it? If I will give you option, today I'll give you option that you don't have to do any study and just you'll get whatever you need without a study. Anybody would like to study? Very few people. So this is also imposition. That's why stress and anxiety is there in the life of the students. Anand?
Nobody wants to study.
No, everybody wants to study, but not this much. Too much. It is increasing day by day. Imposition. So then your study becomes a dukkha. Understand? And the study exceeds the limit of your acceptance, then it turns into dukkha. And then it turns into anxiety, stress, fear of failure, losing confidence, and like that we have so many such dukkha today in our life. When you are walking on the road, you are always fearful, isn't it? Unconsciously, but we are fearful. Why we are fearful? Somebody from behind may not come and hit me. Have you realized this? Whenever somebody pain, immediately you are anxious. Oh, may not hit. Constant stress is there. You are driving a bike. You don't know, but there is stress. Why? Oh, my feet are out of hand. This stress is there, built up. There is the pain. There is suffering. When you are holding a big post, there is stress that something may not go wrong. And you are always strained. Alert. Whenever you are very alert, very alert, due to the insecurity reason, there is a sense of insecurity that is for pain. Wherever there is sense of insecurity, there is pain. That is called pain. So, now you all tell me, how many of you are free of insecurity? Every one of us is under the insecurity region. Nobody is completely happy. And then, these are the day-to-day pains, what we are discussing, which is against our wishes. It is not natural for the soul to be in anxiety, to be in stress, to be in tension. It's not natural. Natural for us is to be free, free to express, free to love, free to choose, free to live. That is natural for the soul. So therefore, whenever its free nature is blocked, it is in stress, it is in anxiety, it is in tension, it is in fear. And in material world, in the world in which we are living, there is no one who is completely free. No one. Isn't it? Nobody is completely free. Sabke sir pe talwar latak rahi hai. Everyone. I'll tell you a very simple example. Suppose you are sitting here, aapke sir pe talwar latak rahi hai. Just imagine. Your name is Kiran, Kiran, na? Just imagine. Above your head there is a sword standing over your head. Sword. Sword, you know? And very thin rope is there. Or some cord, thin cord. Any moment it can break. What will be your situation? What will be your situation? Okay. Anxious, isn't it? That is called pain. Or suppose, another example. You are sitting in a room, the room is locked. Or in a chair, you are bound up in a chair. And a bomb behind your chair is kept. Time bomb. And you don't know when it is going to blast. Any moment it can blast. Will you remain comfortable? No. That is our situation. We all are under constant stress because of uncertainty. Uncertainty, insecurity. When, what is going to happen in this world? Nothing is guaranteed in this world. You work very hard, but still you are insecure. Oh. Till you go and sit in the exam, write exam paper, till the time you are in stress. Even after writing you are in stress. Did I not put some wrong values? Let me check again. And you see, stress, anxiety, pressure. So this is the world in which we live. And that is not the nature of the soul, therefore we don't feel happy in such situation. It's not our nature. Our nature is no anxiety, no stress, no fear. That is natural for the soul. So, this is the day-to-day activity, I said to all of you. Like that, if you start counting in your life, there are so many such challenges which are putting us into the difficult situation. Where unwillingly we are put into difficult situation. And we have to face that because we don't have any other option. Isn't it? You have to face, you can't avoid that. You are forced to be there. And you can't avoid. You can't run away also. You have to be there. You have to face. So this is called klesha. Can I get this one? Klesha. There are three types of klesha. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik and adhidaivik. Adhyatmik klesh, the klesh caused by our own body and mind. Our own body and mind. According to Vedic literature, they say there are the adhyatmic class, our body, this body, you see your body? Is it very nice thing? This body, what it gives to us? Suffering. You take so much care of this body, but when it is going to give you pain, you don't know. Any God was, even one hair, यहाँ से एक हेयर टूट गया तो आंख में पेन होने लगता है ना. एनी अगर आपका इंडाइजेशन हो गया है पेट में गैस बन रहा पेन हो रहा है. लिटिल लिटिल केयरलेसनेस एंड यू फील दिस बॉडी विल गिव यू पेन. एवल हरिपोथिक सो मेनी पीपल आर हैविंग सो मेनी डेडली डिजीज given by this body. And so much pain. They cry, cry and only cry. So many big, dangerous diseases today, isn't it? Anybody is here who have never got disease in his life? Anyone here? So we, this means that we all have experienced diseases, isn't it? Now when you had the disease, how was it? Very nice? Painful. So this is called adhyatmic place. And then mind, our mind is creating so many stress, anxiety for us. Our own mind. Depression. Many people are committing suicide, isn't it? When a person commits suicide, a person commits suicide when he analyzes his life, his situation, and when he finds that death is less painful than life, then he commits suicide. He chooses death. He prefers death better than life. You understand? This is mind. Mind creates such a situation where the life becomes intolerable. Then people commit suicide. Every day, thousands of people are committing suicide. What? Mind. Stress. Adhyatmic stress. And then another category. And somebody can say, no, I don't have any problem from my body and mind today. I'm very fine, good health is there. No anxiety, no tension, I'm happy. Why I should chant Hare Krishna? I'm happy. And I will remain happy always, because I'm a millionaire. But, my dear friend, try to understand. Your happiness doesn't depend only on you. Even you may be millionaire, billionaire, but there are so many people, still they can damage you. You may be safe within yourself, but still there are so many ways you can be troubled. Like Alexander the Great. You know the three wishes of Alexander the Great. How he died, anybody know?
Poor chronic
fever. He was beaten by malaria mushroom. You understand? The Vishwa Vijeta, conqueror of the whole world. And he was conquered by a small mosquito. On his side he was very safe. So much wealth. No mental anxiety, no stress. So many soldiers, servants. But he is happy in himself. But the mosquito doesn't want him to be happy. So your happiness doesn't depend on your success or failure. You understand? Only. Even you may be successful, but others don't want you to remain successful. So there are so many ways others can harm you, even if you are safe. Like you are going on the road. You know very nicely how to drive vehicle. You are following all the traffic law. But the fellow beside you, he doesn't want to follow them. And he will come and hit you in front of you. He will die. So this is called adibhautik klesh. If you say that I don't have any klesh, like one person said to me, you know, Prabhuji, why I should attend a spiritual program? I don't have any problem. I don't have any suffering in my life. So I said that, that time recently there was a bomb blast in Delhi, series of bomb blasts. One was in Connaught Place. You remember? So I said those people who were shopping in Connaught Place, in malls, they were also very happy. Just 1 second before bomb blast they were very happy. They were shopping, they were buying so many things. But how long their happiness lasted? For 1 second. And within 1 second, they became devastated, finished. Why? They were happy. They didn't have any health problem, mind problem. So, why? Who troubled them? Who troubled them? Terrorist doesn't want you to be happy. Your neighbor doesn't want you to be happy. Your son doesn't want you to be happy. Your close relatives doesn't want you to be happy. They will die. The one whom you love most, he will leave you. And you are in pain, suffering. You are thinking he is my best friend, dear most, but the dear most can become dear worst. How? Just he has to die, he has to leave his body. And then you are into deep trouble. So much pain, so much suffering. So others can cause suffering to us. That is called adipathic grace. Mosquitoes, this flu, that flu, viruses, they can cause you trouble. Weather problem, so many bacteria in our body. Any one of them starts malfunctioning, you develop AIDS or cancer. Is there a guarantee that we will not develop cancer? Is there any guarantee? We don't know. What is happening within our body? Anybody knows? Which part of body, what is happening? None of us know. At any moment. If we are living happily, we should be surprised. We should feel surprised that how I am living happily. Because there are hundreds and thousands of bacteria in our body. And even one of them starts functioning in wrong way, we develop a deadly disease, isn't it? And thousands and thousands and lakhs of such bacteria are working in our body without doing any wrong things, malfunctioning. It's the mercy of the Lord, because Krishna is controlling them. But the day Krishna inspires them to function wrongly, they are finished. You understand? Everybody understanding my point? What I want to convey? If nature wants to kill us, it can kill us in thousands of ways within a fraction of a second. adipatic place. You are happy in yourself, but others doesn't want you to be happy. So suffering coming from other living entities. Your happiness doesn't depend only on you. You understand? Because you are living in an atmosphere, isn't it? In a surrounding. And the surrounding has to be conducive to make you happy, isn't it? Then only you can remain happy. And government doesn't want you to be happy. Police doesn't want you to be happy. Chief doesn't want you to be happy. So many digits. Your professor doesn't want you to be happy. Project guide. So many angles are there. In office your boss doesn't want you to be happy. Your colleague doesn't want you to be happy. We all call adibhautik place. Understand? You can category innumerable list. You can make innumerable list in this category. And then third category is called adidaivik klesh. Adidaivik klesh means that klesh are by supernatural powers. Supernatural powers. You say, no, I have a black cat commando and I'm living in a very, I see you with no virus, nothing can come. I'm fully protected. I'm living in, president can say I'm living in Mughal garden. Nothing can happen. But then, suppose earthquake comes in Delhi. This black commando will protect President of India. Suppose earthquake comes in Delhi. Who will protect President? Can anybody protect? No. Yes, Lieutenant. You can't say, no, I am President of India, please don't come in my house. No. Tsunami. Big powers, supernatural powers, they come and they fear nothing. Our entire science can't do anything. An earthquake comes, what science can do? You all are scientists. Almost scientists. You all know the power of science. What science can do, technology can do, when earthquake comes? It can only give you, after earthquake, that earthquake character paimane pe kitna tha. Ye bata sakte. Aur kaise usko count kiya jaye, last ko kaise count kiya jaye. Counting mein expert. That's all we can do. We can't even come to know that earthquake is coming in advance. Like that, there are hundreds and innumerable such supernatural powers. They can destroy entire earth within a fraction of a second. Like, meteors. Anybody heard of meteors? Meteors. Who came to this world? There are hundreds and thousands of meteors around the earth. Rotating around the earth. With a very high speed. मेरे पास एक वीडियो है अगर आप चालित दिखाते हैं प्रोजेक्टर नहीं है एंड इवन वन ऑफ देम बाय चांस जैसे ना एवरीथिंग बाय चांस इवन वन ऑफ देम हिट्स अर्थ बाय चांस व्हाट डिड हैपन इंटायर अर्थ सपोज वन ऑफ देम हिट्स द ओशन इन द ओशन इफ सम वन ऑफ द मेटीरियल्स कम्स एंड हिट्स ओशन The water of the ocean will come on the plains, ground, even one. And science, what science can do? Nothing. Neither science will remain, nor scientist will remain. We are so pumped up, unnecessarily, or in the front of power of God, we are nothing actually, our science and technology, nothing. You should understand this. The power of God tries to destroy we can't do, we can simply cry to die, that's all. That is our situation. It's the mercy of God that we are living on this earth. By His mercy we are getting food. By His mercy we are getting the water. By His mercy. Suppose God doesn't bring rain, what science can do? Can science produce rain? Nothing. इतना पानी कहां से आएगा रेन के लिए पानी चाहिए ना यू नो हाउ कॉस्टली इट इज टू क्लैरिफाई द वाटर ऑफ ओशन सॉल्टी वाटर ऑफ ओशन वेरी कॉस्टली एंड द गॉड्स अरेंजमेंट यू सी सच ए वंडरफुल अरेंजमेंट इवापोरेशन थ्रू द सनलाइट पंप करके पानी को आपको उतना ऊपर पहुंचाना है तो हाउ मच हॉर्स पावर पंप इज रिक्वायर्ड So much water you pump on the sky. So much height. How much horsepower pump is required? Anybody mechanical engineer? And then, not only that, and that much heavy water you have to transport. You know the one cloud, how much heavy it is? How much water does it take, carry? When the two clouds and how what speed they move when they come together, when they try to collide together, you see? And lightning. So high speed, so high momentum they are moving. Is it a joke? It's all wonderful moment of God. To sustain the life on earth. It is designed. It is designed. Everything is a law, properly designed, that water goes to a sufficient height, then it is carried by wind, then it gets distributed above the head, and then it gets condensed, condensation through the process of condensation, it drops down pure water drops down, completely pure, purified water. And then it falls on your crops, it falls on your rivers, it goes inside the ground, makes the groundwater, through the process of infiltration, and there is stored water in the ground for summer season. So well designed. Just imagine to create such a system. How much cost is required? How many engineers are required? It's not possible. It's God's technology. And then God's curtailed the supply, water supply. Our water supply board works only after God's water supply. If God stops his water supply, our water supply, all the equipment will rot. Rotting ho jayega sara, sad jayega. रस्टिंग लग जाएगा सारे पाइप में कुछ नहीं होगा पानी नहीं आएगा कहाँ से क्या अभी दिल्ली में अगर एक साल पानी नहीं होते तो क्या होता है वाटर सप्लाई बोर्ड का क्या हाल होता है कहाँ से पानी लाएगा सो वी डिपेंड ऑन गॉड्स टेक्नोलॉजी फर्स्ट एंड इफ गॉड स्टॉप्स हिज टेक्नोलॉजी वी कांट डू एनीथिंग सो देयर सो मेनी बिग प्रॉब्लम्स The famine and droughts and flood, tsunami, earthquakes, and debate is increasing. According to the survey done by scientists, the frequency of natural calamities are increasing year after year. So as we are progressing in science and technology, the frequencies of natural disasters are increasing. Why? Because God is not happy with the way we are going. So, the whole idea is that suffering, everyone is suffering in this world. Somebody says, no, I don't have that also. अभी तो नहीं है ना जैसे अभी तो मैं खुश हूँ IIT में बैठा हुआ हूँ आई एम वेरी हैप्पी But then there are another four problems according to Bhagavad Gita. Another four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. Is there anyone here who will not become old? Anybody? Will not grow old? Thank you. And you know what happens in old age? So much pain. You can't eat. You want to watch movie, but you can't watch. Natural renunciation. You want to eat, but you can't eat. Why? There is no teeth. So, you are doing tapasya. Poor tapasya. Even if you by chance you eat, you can't digest it, but digestion is responsible. Want to have sex? Your genitals will not work. Eh? The organs will not work. So that situation, frustration. Frustrated, most frustrated period in your life is old age, that you want to do so many wrong things, but your senses are not supporting you. Because you have not controlled it. So painful. And so many people, when you are young, they are appreciating you. Oh, you are so beautiful, you are so smart. And when you grow old, nobody asks you. Nobody comes and tells, how are you? Big cinema star, Miss Bollywood, Hollywood, Mr. Mrs. And imagine their condition when nobody has the same beauty is no more something, no more remains the beauty. How much insulting it is. That is old age. And you can't say that I will not become old. Anybody is here who can say? Alok Prabhu can say. He is ever young. Jaise main dekh raha hu tab se waise ke waise hi hai. 3 saal pehle. No. One day every month. Yes. So, my dear friends, try to understand this. Because you all have to think over this one. When you grow old, that time if you start thinking, it will be too late. It will be too late. You can't do anything. Because your senses will not help you. It can't work. They will not help you. Even want to chant Hare Krishna, you can't chant. You can't sit like this for more than half an hour. In old age. You understand the point? You want to sit and chant Hare Krishna. Oh, somebody says, Prabhuji, I'll chant Hare Krishna, but in old age. After 60, I'll retire. But in 60, you can't sit for long. You can't dance in 60s. You can't read for long because eyes will start paining. Today you can read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad. But in old age you can't read also. You can't hear also. Ears will become stop functioning properly. Jor se bolna padega, then you can hear. Very precarious situation, old age. And then that time, many people say, I'll do bhakti at the old age. जब आँख काम करना बंद कर देगा, नाक सूंघना बंद कर देगा, है ना? आँच दांत दांत साल पूरा कर दांत 32 टीम आउट हो जाएगी, और टीम आउट को ऊपर नीचे का सारा, है ना? जब मुंह में दांत नहीं, पेट में आँच नहीं. When I can't do anything in my life, then I will chant. Then I will offer my body to God. जब इस बॉडी से कुछ नहीं हो सकता है, किसी काम का नहीं रहेगा, देन आई विल सरेंडर टू, आई विल गिव दिस बॉडी टू गॉड. नाउ यू विल टेक एंड दिस बॉडी इज वेरी नाइस, देन आई विल गिव टू सो मेनी अदर पीपल. जब बॉडी सड़ जाएगा तो क्या करेंगे, भगवान को चढ़ा देंगे. जस्ट लाइक वेन यू वेन आप मार्केट से यू वेंट टू मार्केट एंड ब्रॉट सो मेनी फ्रूट्स एंड फ्रूट्स आर वेरी नाइस यू आर ईटिंग एंड जब सड़ गया तो भगवान को चढ़ा देते हैं. आई हैव बिकम डिवोटी, नाउ आई हैव बिकम डिवोटी एंड आई हैव डेवलप लव फॉर गॉड, देयरफॉर आई एम रॉटन फ्रूट टू गॉड एंड देन यू बिकम ए डिवोटी. लाइक इन दिस वे यू बिकम ए ग्रेट डिवोटी. जब कुछ नहीं कर सकते पूरे कदम क्या करते, पैरालाइज्ड, देन वी विल डू भक्ति. इज इट लव, इज इट आउट ऑफ लव? नो, इट्स चीटिंग. पीपल थिंक आई कैन चीट गॉड. ओल्ड एज में भक्त बन के मैं भगवान को प्रसन्न कर लू, भगवान जानते हैं ही ना दैट हाउ लव मच लव यू हैव. सो देयरफॉर यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस इज द प्रॉपर टाइम, दिस इज द टाइम. You know, when you are young, do not miss this opportunity. This is illusion. What you are seeing, this science, technology, all these things is actually illusion. It can't help. In danger. It's just creating illusion and making us forget the reality. जस्ट लाइक एक बच्चा जो शहर में बच्चा जो होता है, अगर आप उसको पूछो कि उससे अगर आप पूछते हो कि गेहूं कहां से आता है तो क्या बोलेगा, ग्रोसरी की दुकान से आता है. उससे पूछो दूध कहां से आता है, मदर डेयरी से. इज इट रियलिटी? नो. So the science and technology is taking us away from reality. And then it is promising something which it can't provide. That is the point. It is harsh, but this is the reality. It can't protect us from the dangers, but it is promising us, unfortunately. And we can't understand this. It can't protect us from death. It can't protect us from old age. And it can't protect us from disease. Disease हो जाने के बाद थोड़ा दवाई दे सकते हैं, कुछ दिनों के लिए ठीक हो जाएंगे, जब तक दूसरा डिजीज नहीं आता. But it can't cure permanently the disease. The suffering which we have to undergo, we will undergo. Doesn't matter how much science and technology advancing. Even Einstein and Newton died, isn't it? Even Darwin died, who gave the theory of evolution. After that, no evolution. Last evolution happened at the time of Darwin. And man became very intelligent. And before that, all the sages and rishis and acharyas were fool. Darwin was the last intelligent acharya who propounded theory of atheism. You are the last intelligent person when the evolution took place. After that, no evolution. So this is the foolishness, bogus. And we all, in pursuit of this illusion, when we are maddened by this illusion, we reject the authority of Vedic scriptures, we reject the authority of Bhagavad Gita. And we think that whatever science is giving, that is 100% correct, and science can protect us. This is an illusion itself. Because science can't protect science itself. Science can't protect even scientists. So how it can protect us? All the scientists, they have to become old and they have to suffer the pain, isn't it? So how the scientific research has helped them? And this biggest scientist today is Stephen Hawking. He can't work. He can't even walk, he can't even speak. He should think that why God has punished him. But how his science can help? Can his science help him to speak? No. But he is so foolish that he doesn't understand that already he is being punished by the laws of nature. He has been punished. But he is so much illusioned by the material scientific knowledge that he can't understand his precarious situation. And still he keeps on speaking so many illusory things. Yes. He is helpless. In front of the power of God, one is helpless. That is the proof. That he claims himself to be the greatest scientist, but the greatest scientist can't protect himself. How he can protect us? You think, he'll tell you. So, why we should not understand this at the right time? And let us work on the reality rather than illusion. And reality is that we must approach God for the real solution of our problem. So the purpose of life is quite related to this. That therefore Vedic scriptures will not educate you how to earn your livelihood. They don't tell much about that. Because according to Vedic literature, earning livelihood is not a big thing. God is already producing sufficient food. He has already given sufficient water and sufficient air. All we need to do is to not pollute it. That's all. You understand? That all the contribution science can do to the world. Somehow try to not to pollute it. And then everybody can live peacefully. Today, science thinks it is very smarter. So rather than giving to any help now, the water is polluted, air is polluted, earth has become hell. And now we are going to moon, to make moon also hell. So this is the situation. So how to contribute in this world? What is real science we should understand? So real science is explained in Bhagavad Gita. The real science is that how to escape the dangers of this world. These dangers what I have described. What is the solution with the science? Any one of these dangers can science remove? Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the former Prime Minister of India, isn't it? He is a Prime Minister, but today you go and see his situation. Anybody know his situation, his condition? He is lying on deathbed. Not able to recognize people. Our devotees went to meet with him. And he was who is this? Kaun hai? He not able to even see. This is the situation of Prime Minister. He himself is helpless. How he can help us? So therefore Vedic literature are saying that my dear human beings, God is saying through Veda, I have given you such a nice intelligence. Why are you wasting this intelligence? Do not waste this intelligence. Use this intelligence in proper direction. To its maximum capability, potential, you can use this your intelligence to get out of all these suffering conditions which no one can help except this Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita was given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna to help us to solve all these great dangers of life. Birth, death, old age and disease. Adhyatmik, Adhidavik and Adhipathik grace. These seven dangers. Seven are the categories. In that there are, unlimited varieties in each of them. So the Vedas are giving you the clue. Bhagavad Gita is giving you the clue how to solve all this permanently. To terminate this struggle for existence forever, attain the life of eternal bliss and happiness. That clue is given in Vedic literature. But if somebody is unfortunate, what can be done? If a person is blind, like what Shiv or Parvati ek saath ja rahe the, aaj Shivratri to thoda Shiv ji ka kuch katha kar de. Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, they were going, and Mother Parvati is by nature very, you know, merciful. She, because she is mother. So she suddenly looks, you know, and there was a blind person, very poor, and he was begging on the road. And Mother Parvati felt very compassionate towards this beggar. So she requested Lord Shiva, "My Lord, why don't you help this? What kind of Lord you are? In your kingdom, you see this, my child is suffering. He is begging, he doesn't have food to eat." So Lord Shiva said, "What can I do? He's an unfortunate person." He said, "No, you can arrange. You can arrange something." So Lord Shiva said, "You tell me, what should I do?" So then Parvati said that, "Let us give him, you know, one full, you know, this matka, matka jante, pot, you know, earthen pot, matka, earthen pot, filled with jewels. And he's going on the way, let us put in front of him." So then they put in front of him. So then he went there and he saw that there is, but because he is blind, he didn't accept it. He is an unfortunate person. So similarly, the whole truth is there in front of us, Bhagavad Gita is there, everything is explained so clearly. But if you are unfortunate, we will not take advantage of it. And we keep on searching the illusory happiness in the so-called science and technology, which ultimately can't help us much. It has not helped anyone. How it can help us? That's, you tell me. That is the point. When you become old, the science can't help you. When you die, science can't help you. When you take birth, science can't help you. When you are diseased, science can't help you. It can't stop your disease. So then how does it help? Just it is making us forget the disease, that's all. Television bana diya hai, acha, bhul jao. Abhi cricket match chal raha hai, sara dukh bhul jao. Chalo cricket dekhte hain, World Cup dikhaya ja raha hai, telecast ho raha hai. Pure desh mein kya ho raha hai, bhul jao. How many people are dying out of hunger, bhul jao. Tumko chinta mat karo, kyun? Kaise bhul jao? Isliye cricket banaya hai. Cricket dekho aur bhul jao sara. गम भूल जाओ. ऐसे क्या करते हैं, जब भी दुख हो तो दारू पियो और गम भूल जाओ. सो क्रिकेट इज ऑल्सो एन इंटॉक्सिकेशन, दैट्स ऑल. इट्स इंटॉक्सिकेशन. इफ समबडी इज एडिक्टेड टू इट, ही विल फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग व्हेन ही देयर इज क्रिकेट मैच. यस, दिस इज इंटॉक्सिकेशन. सो द गवर्नमेंट इज यूजिंग सो मेनी मेथड्स टू इंटॉक्सिकेट यू. समबडी इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, नो नो, आई विल नॉट ड्रिंक लिकर. Because I will forget. So there is no problem. We have a cricket match for you. Decent liquor for you. Decent liquor. So these all are the various propaganda to make you forget the reality. And that science and technology can do very nicely. But ultimately when the problem will come, nobody can help. You have to suffer. You have to face. So the Bhagavad Gita, purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to educate all of us about the real goal of life. Tamso ma jyotirgamya asato ma satgamya mrityo ma mrityogamya. How to attain the world of eternity, without any problem, without any suffering. How to attain that stage? That is Bhagavad Gita teaching. Because there is no other things. For humanity, for human being to struggle hard just to get bread, this unfortunate situation. We should die actually. We can accept if an animal is dying out of a starvation. Because they don't have much intelligence. But we don't see animals dying out of hunger. But so unfortunate that today human beings are dying out of starvation. Is it advancement? Amazing. And everything is happening in front of our eyes, but we can't see. We are blind. And we are seeing and we are advancing. Where is advancement? It's just covering the reality, that's all. We have advanced in covering the degradation. You understand my point? We have advanced in covering the corruption. We have advanced in covering the crime. And we have advanced in covering the unemployment. That is only we have advanced. Actually we are degrading. So our whole idea is to request all of you that please understand this and take help of this knowledge which is given in Bhagavad Gita to really make this world a place of happiness. We want to make this world a happy place, isn't it? Better place to be. But we have seen that through scientific and technological advancement, the earth has become worser and worser and worser, and day by day even more worser, isn't it? So how has we helped this earth? That we have polluted the earth. It's very clear, everybody knows it. Everyone knows. So Bhagavad Gita is giving us the clue. This Bhagavad Gita is telling us how to beautify the earth. How to make the earth a better place to live. That is Bhagavad Gita. And we have kept on refusing Bhagavad Gita in our life. And we have come to the stage where now we are in the further destruction. Everything is going to be. So the Bhagavad Gita is teaching you your way of life. Greed, calm and cruel, that's what we are discussing. These are our eternal enemy, lust and wrath, anger. Lust means to have more and more. Whatever beautiful I see in this world, it should be mine. If I see beautiful car, it should be mine. If I see beautiful women, it should be mine. If I see anything beautiful dress, it should be under my property. If I see anything beautiful, I should enjoy, I should have it. This is called lust. Calm. People want and want. So much wants. I want. Calm. This is called lust. And if lust is satisfied, if it is satisfied, then it turns into another problem. That is called greed. Okay, you want this, you get it. No, I want more and more and more. That is called greed. Oh, how much you want? I were getting every second $10,000. Bill Gates is a person who is earning every second $10,000. And then interviewer went to him and they interviewed him, what is your goal in life? He said, I want more and more and more. By getting $10,000 per second, is it that you are going to eat? Today you are eating 5 chapati and then if you earn $50,000 then you will eat 50,000 chapati? Is it like that? No? You are the same persons, you have same basic needs. So why you want more and more? Why? People claim. There was a king and there was a beggar in his kingdom. Beggar. So this beggar went to the king and said, my dear king, you know, I am very unhappy. I don't have any wealth. You give me your mercy. Give me some help. So king said, okay, I am merciful today. I want to give you so much. So much. So today for you I am giving you a scheme, a big scheme dinam. What is the scheme? See, today it is 6 o'clock in the morning. Now you start running. Start running. And till sunset, before sunset, how much land you cover? Whole land I will give you. जिसको कहते हैं डूब इतना मिल गया इतना कहते हैं कि भूखे को भोजन मिल गया इतना खुश हुआ वेरी हैप्पी स्टार्ट रन ही रन रन एंड देन इट बिकम 12 o'clock एंड ही हैड कवर्ड अ लॉट ऑफ लैंड एंड देन ही थॉट आई नाउ 6 hours इज ओवर एंड 6 more hours आर देयर आई शुड रिटर्न आई शुड गो बैक from where I have started, because 6 hours has taken me to come here, then 6 hours will take me to go back also. So then, suddenly he said, okay, I'll return, but see, this is such opportunity comes only once in a lifetime. So let me half an hour more run, because just half an hour if I run, I can cover much more. And then while returning, I'll run a little faster. So then he ran more, half an hour more. And then it's 12:30. Then he said, no, 1 hour more I'll run. Because this I'll not get such opportunity again. So he ran another, then it became 1:30. And then it became 2 o'clock. Because greed is not allowing him to live. एक स्टेप और है, क्या दिक्कत है, वन मोर स्टेप, अब तो लौटना ही है तो एक स्टेप और ले लेता हूँ, लौटते लौटते थोड़ा 5 स्टेप और मार, एंड देन बाय द टाइम इट बिकम 3 o'clock, 1 step, 2 step, 5 step, इट बिकम 3 o'clock, देन ही रियलाइज दैट ही हैज टू ट्रैवल 9 hours जर्नी 3 hours. Running, very fast he's running, and then he fell down on the ground, the whole body is running, bleeding, again he got up, again he ran. And actually he was running very fast and returning back. But then, and he was 1 kilometer away, there was sunset, and he lost all this opportunity. You understand? This is greed. Greed will never get satisfied. And ultimately, in the pursuit of more and more and more, we will lose whatever we have also. Whatever we have also we lose that. There was a potter. He used to make pots. So somehow he made 150 pots. And here he was in front of me very nicely and he was watching everything. And he was dreaming, okay, I have got these today 50 pots. And then I will sell these 50 pots, then I will get this much profit. Then I will make another 50 pots. Now I will have 100 pots. Then I will sell them and I will make more profit. and then I'll have 200 pots, and then I'll make more profit, and then I'll become very rich. And then what I'll do? When I become very rich, then I'll marry a very beautiful girl. And then what will happen? You marry a beautiful girl, okay. Then I know that generally girls doesn't obey. So if my wife doesn't obey me, then I'll put in front of her in front of me, and I'll kick her with my feet. I shall kick her with my feet. I shall maraj pat se, aur jitne sare matke saamne rakhe hue sab toot ke phut gaye. Everything was destroyed. So he lost whatever he had also. This is greed. This is greed. So greed and peace are incompatible. You can't remain peaceful at the same time greedy. So we have to learn to be satisfied. So lust is so dangerous that even if it is satisfied, it turns into greed, which never satisfies. And lust, another situation, if it is not satisfied, then it turns into anger. That is another danger. So therefore lust is a very problematic situation. So we have to give this lust calm. What is lust? Definition of lust, kya bataya maine? The desire to have more and more and more. Whatever beautiful I see, I want for myself. Why? Why? Why you want for yourself? How much you want? Why can't you be satisfied with your basic needs? And how much do we need for our basic necessities of life? If people learn to be satisfied with their basic necessity of life, how much they need, then there is no scarcity in this world. Scarcity is created, it is not made by God. God has given plenty, but we have created a scarcity by our greed. See, if everyone learns, no. So this is God. Now, the Bhagavad Gita is teaching us that develop this self-contentment. Do not hanker for more. Why? Because if you want more and more and more, want. So to want, you have to work. Because you are not God. So you want more, then you have to earn more. And to earn more, you have to work more. And to work more, you have to have more worries. Worry. More anxiety. More tension. And then worry. Then if your worry is not controlled, then weep, cry. Weep. And then commit suicide. So the one, why we want more and more? So to, if you work, you have to spend a lot of time just to work. Just to work, you have to spend whole life. People keep on working and earning, and then they die. So they will not have time for real purpose of life, that is to get out of this suffering condition, this suffering world is of suffering place. So you'll not have time to practice spirituality. If you work, you understand my point? Whole day and night you are working. Where is the time to read Bhagavad Gita? Where is the time to practice chant Hare Krishna? There is no time. We have time for everything except spirituality, Krishna consciousness. We have time for everything. We have time for friends, we have time for family, we have time for job, we have time for study, we have time for politics, we have time for cinema, we have time for cricket, we have time for cultural events, we have time for everything. But we don't have time for Krishna consciousness. We don't have time to chant Hare Krishna. So will all these things help you at the time of death? You are investing all your time in all these things. Will it all help you at the time of death? No. That time what is going to help you chanting Hare Krishna? How much you have become developed closeness with God that time, that only will help you. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita is teaching us that while doing all your duties, you can't remain without doing the work in this world. Like you all are a student, you all are studying. So while you're studying, you should not develop attachment to your study results. You should study to set an example in this society. That's all. As a duty. Matter of duty. And study nicely. Get job also nicely. But do not develop calm lust. You go to higher post, no problem. But do not let this lust misuse your post and position. Rather, engage your achievements in the service of the Lord. But that is possible only if you have conquered this calm lust. Otherwise you can't. This lust has made big personalities fall down from their position. IAS officer, prime minister, presidents, big heroes, they have degraded to dust by this lust. So therefore, first our beginning, therefore Krishna says, that therefore, O Arjuna, if you are really serious in advancing, becoming happy in your life and advancing Krishna consciousness, then the first thing you have to do is to curb this powerful enemy, your eternal enemy, the lust, which is the destroyer of the self. This lust can destroy your desire for spiritual advancement. Lust will make you work like ass, and then you will not have time for God. If you get this much, lust will tell you, no, this is not sufficient, you should get more. No, I have to chant Hare Krishna. No, you can chant Hare Krishna tomorrow. Today you fulfill me. This was lust. So therefore, the real purpose of life is sidelined by this lust. It will not allow you. So therefore, if you want to practice Krishna consciousness, then you should think like this. I have to do many things, yes. Mind will say, you have to do this. Yes, I know, I have to do this. And you tell like that. I have to do everything what you are saying, but also I have to touch and Hare Krishna. That you also have to do. That is also important. So then mind will say, yes, but that you can do tomorrow. Then you have to tell, no, I can do what you are saying tomorrow. But I have to chant Hare Krishna today. It is more important. Because tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow also have a tomorrow. And therefore tomorrow never ends. And we die and we go to the next life. And then again tomorrow and tomorrow. So understand the trick of mind. Mind is a trick. It tricks you. And then it will sideline you from the real purpose of life. Khilano mein aapko bajha dega. It will engage you in the toys of this world. There are so many toys in this world. जब बच्चे होते हैं तो हम मिट्टी के खिलौने से खेलते हैं ना, एंड देन समबडी प्लेज विद प्लास्टिक टॉयज, एंड देन यू आर लिटिल ग्रोन अप, देन यू आर प्लेइंग विद द टॉयज ऑफ स्किन एंड ब्लड, ब्लड एंड बोन एंड स्किन टॉयज, दैट इज ऑल्सो टॉय, इजंट इट, दैट इज ऑल्सो टॉय. It can't really satisfy you, but you feel no, it will satisfy you. When you are hungry, the toy can't satisfy you. So similarly, When we are suffering, only God can satisfy us, not the temporary toys of this material world. They can't help us. So you all are intelligent people. I don't need to speak much. You all know everything, whatever I am telling. I'm not speaking anything new. Isn't it? Everything you all know. You are from very prestigious institute. IIT. So it's not needed to speak much because you all are intelligent. So my only request is that, as Krishna said to Arjuna, that you do all your duties without attachment. So you do all your studies without attachment for the fruits. Means that, what is the meaning of attachment? We do just as a service to the Lord. Because victory comes or defeat comes, that is not your concern. You try your best and leave the rest to the Lord, and then chant Hare Krishna. That is the meaning of this detachment. So do not become over concerned about the worldly duties. You have to become concerned about the worldly duties, but not over concerned. What is the difference between concerned and over concerned? What is the boundary between concern and over-concern? Anybody would like to take? When it becomes over-concern and when it is concerned?
Over-concern means getting attached.
Yeah, but how will you decide that now I am over-concerned?
When? Going away from God or out of God.
Very good. When you don't have time to chant Hare Krishna, you should understand you are over-concerned. When you don't have time to read Bhagavad Gita, you should think, that you should know that now you are becoming over-concerned. So you become concerned, you give time, but with chanting Hare Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita. You have 24 hours, you give 22 hours to other things, but at least 2 hours you give to Krishna. Then it is called concerned. But if 24 hours you give and no time for Krishna God, it is over-concerned. You understand? It is called over-concerned. Over-endeavor. Over-work. Workaholic. Matlab, jiske liye kaarya kar rahe wahi nahi ho raha hai. We have come in this world to become attached to God. And that only. We are not doing and we are doing so many things. So what is the value? What is the benefit? The main purpose of life is to go back to Godhead, to become dear to the Lord, to realize ourselves. And why nahi ho raha hai, to phir fayda kya? Because the operation successful but patient dead. Abhi kabhi aisa hota hai? You have got Nobel Prize, but you have not realized who you are. And what is the purpose of your life? Why you have got Nobel Prize? What are you going to do? Nobel Prize will go with you? Will it go with you at the time of death? No. So means that what will go with you, you have not earned. So there, that is difference between concerned and over concerned. So we should commit in our lives. No. I have to do everything. Yes, it's very nice. I will do everything. All things I must perform. But the duty towards God is the first duty and most important duty. And I must do it first, early in the morning, as you get up, 4:30, Brahma Muhurta. Everybody gets up in the Brahma Muhurta, isn't it? How many of you get up in the Brahma Muhurta? Brahma Muhurta means 4:15 to 4:45. None of us. So even if you get up at 6 o'clock.
What is special in
that? That is called Brahma. That is time when the atmosphere is charged with spiritual vibration. Anything if you do in that time towards God, it will have multiple effect in the period. Just like all the parties and everything happens in the night, isn't it? Why party doesn't have at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:15 in the morning? Party and rock dance and all these things. Because that is not the time. Even if you try to do it, you will not feel happy. You will not get that pick up. Because that is the mode of goodness. And this is the mode of passion, dance and other things. So this happens in the night, in the evening period. You know? But morning period is for the becoming closer to God. The goodness is more. Peaceful atmosphere is there. Therefore, it's very important to rise early in the morning. So when you get up early in the morning, doesn't matter whether Brahma Muhurta or Maya Muhurta, whenever you get up, first thing you should do is to fulfill your duty towards God. That is the first thing. What is duty? Chant some rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not difficult. इसको चैंडी करने में ज़्यादा प्रॉब्लम ही नहीं, सिंपल है कि नहीं? ज़्यादा डिफिकल्ट नहीं, ज़्यादा संस्कृत भी आप पढ़ने की सीखने की ज़रूरत नहीं है इसमें, है ना? And then do your rounds and then read few slokas, 2-3 slokas of Bhagavad Gita every day. Make a schedule. And then you do whole day your duties. Nobody is going to stop you. But after doing your spiritual duties, when you do your material duties, your other works, you have a proper vision, proper mindset to do other things in a proper way. Why I am doing this? So that vision, that consciousness will be there. Proper consciousness, you will do your duties. So that is what Krishna is saying, Arjuna. You have to fight, but with proper consciousness, remembering me. Mam anusmara yudhyacara. You fight remembering me. So then you have to fight remembering the Lord. But for that you need to practice in the morning before you do your duties. That is for the spiritual activity. So this is our request to all of you. Please try to dedicate some time, some energy. You will not get anything without giving time, isn't it? Everything requires investment. Similarly, if you want to advance in God consciousness, here also you have to invest. Right? So investment is your time and your energy in God consciousness. So here also you have to invest time. So the time is very, very important in Krishna consciousness. So I am very thankful to all of you that you came here investing your time. So like once a week you are doing. So you can do at least every day. Our devotees, the people who are interested, you all can come in the morning hour. And we all have your nice set of chant Hare Krishna together. IITC have 5 minutes class time, 5 to 10 minutes, that's all. And such a wonderful facility is created just for you all. It's exclusive for you all. Nobody else. So you can come and can participate. Every day devotees are chanting at 4:30 in the morning, 4:30, 4:45. They sit from Muhurta ready. And then they chant till 6:30. 6:30 they have Mangalarti. 7 o'clock they have class like this. Every day we have class, 7 to 7:30, half an hour. Every day. And then 7:30 you have breakfast, sanctified pure food, prepared with pure consciousness and offered it to the Lord. And then you see your consciousness, you will find a difference yourself. Your consciousness is surcharged by spiritual sentiments. You feel joy in your heart. So much joy you feel. That is the power of spiritual consciousness. And then you go to your college and whole day you study. Whole night you study. Of course, whole night if you study, then you can't get up in the morning. Whole night matlab 9:30, 10 o'clock tak aap padhai kiji. Morning 8 to night 8, if 12 hours is given for to you to study, study. Right? If you study 12 hours every day, then I don't think that your syllabus will be covered. And even if it is not covered, even if it is 90% covered, be satisfied. Don't become, let karma, lust, सेटिस्फाइड। यस 80% भी आ गया तो बहुत है कि नहीं, 70% भी आ जाएगा, 75% भी तो कम नहीं है, लेकिन आप कम से कम आप भूखे तो नहीं मरेंगे 75% में, है कि नहीं? That is also sufficient for us. There are many boys, they don't get that also. Again, so like that, this will be happy and satisfied. So anybody has any question, whatever we have discussed today, on the goal of Bhagavad Gita. We have discussed today what Bhagavad Gita is teaching us. So we discussed Bhagavad Gita is teaching us that we should not forget our duty towards God by doing our other duties. So other duties are there, we should not become over concerned about other duties. We should become concerned but not over concerned. And even detached. You do it, but not let it affect you. So then you do your duties also and you become detached. Then whatever you get after doing your duty, you be satisfied with that. Suppose you may not get job of 10 lakh rupees salary, you get 3 lakh, no problem, you be satisfied. There are many people, they don't get that also, isn't it? Many people, they per day income, you know, in India, 45 crore people in India, their per day income is less than 45 rupees. You know this? Less than 20 rupees. So how they are they living? And you people are getting 4 lakh 5, still you are not satisfied. Belly is still hungry. When it will be satisfied? Even if you get 20 lakh, it will not be satisfied. Kai log to 1 crore rupees they are getting every month, still they are not satisfied. Yes. It's a question of consciousness. That's all. But if you are spiritually enriched, then you will be satisfied, even if you get 3 lakhs. You understand my point? So that is the whole idea. So this is the message of the day today. And be satisfied with your concern, not over concern. And with concern, whatever you are achieving, be satisfied with that. And chant Hare Krishna. Any question? Anybody has any agreement, disagreement, query? You all are intelligent, you must be having some points. Aapka naam kya hai? Atul, yes. Atul Prabhu, aap koi prashna? You all are great thinkers, na? Intellectuals. So you all must give your divine opinion, suggestions. Was my speech practical? Not impractical, no? I didn't say that you leave everything. I just say you leave your 1 or 2 hours in the morning, that's all I say. And then hold you keep for yourself. That's all I demand from you. And if you'll see that by just dedicating this 1 to 2 hours in the morning hours, you'll earn more than 5 hours every day. So at least 5 minus 2, how much it is? Still you'll have 3 hours more. Your efficiency will increase, your confidence will increase, concentration will increase by practicing spirituality. Many side benefits you'll get, which will help you in your career. Bad addictions will go away. Just a matter of coming and participating in our programs, that's all. And it's a wonderful opportunity just nearby you to just cross your gate, Vijayasarai, backside gate. If you want, you can stay here also. This is also possible, because you want to stay. Like our Gaurav Prabhu is staying here. Varaprabhu is also doing M.Tech, isn't it? And he is staying here, and he is studying and he is doing M.Tech. Sometimes he cooks also. Nowadays every day I think he is cooking. And you have Govind Prabhu also. Govind Prabhu is in first year. He is also doing, pursuing IIT B.Tech. He is also staying here. He is also pursuing. It's a matter of giving priority, isn't it? That's all. ऐसा नहीं कि ये फेल हो जाएंगे अपने एग्जाम में. आप लोग फेल हुए एग्जाम में नहीं हुए ना? एंड वी हैव सेंटर्स ऑल ओवर द इंडिया इन ऑल द आईआईटीज एंड एनआईटीज एंड एवरीवेयर बॉयज दे आर अटेंडिंग मॉर्निंग स्पिरिचुअल प्रोग्राम्स एंड नोबडी फेल्स. रादर दे हैव मोर एंड अ बेटर परफॉर्मेंस इन देयर एग्जाम्स बाय अटेंडिंग स्पिरिचुअल. दिस इज आवर रिकॉर्ड. सो if you all just desire, then you can do it, and we are there to help you all. It's a matter of priority, you know. Okay, thank you very much. So we have prasadam for you all. Today we could not make very delicious prasad because our cook is sick. So bring khichdi from temple. Khichdi and sabji is there. So you all can take benefit. Many of you came earlier. सब लोगों ने dinner नहीं लिया होगा ना? कितने लोग dinner नहीं लिए? Okay. So you can take खिचड़ी as much as you can. खिचड़ी बहुत है. खाइए खूब खाइए. और हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम राम राम. We'll do 5 minutes kirtan, just short kirtan. Everyone should start chanting Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
జలాశయంలో బిఫోర్ స్టార్టింగ్ విల్ చాంట్ వన్ రౌండ్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రం. ఓకే, టుగెదర్ వి ఆల్ టుగెదర్ విల్ చాంట్ వన్ రౌండ్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రం. టేక్స్ 10 మినిట్స్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ అవర్ క్లాస్. ఓకే, థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. హరే కృష్ణ. నెక్స్ట్ టైం విల్ మీట్ ఆన్ వెడ్నెస్డే.